You didn't know I could whistle, did you? I only wish. What is sonic bloom? The idea was seeded in the mind of its developer one bitter cold winter day in 1960 in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. Dan Carlson, a young Minnesota recruit serving with the U.S. Army Motor Pool, happened to see a young Korean mother deliberately crush the legs of her four-year-old child beneath the back wheels of a reversing two-ton GMC truck. Tearfully, the woman explained in distraught and incoherent English that with two more children starving at home, only by crippling her oldest boy could she beg enough food in the city to feed her entire family. There and then, Dan Carlson decided he would single-mindedly devote the rest of his life to finding an innovative and cheaper way to grow food accessible to anyone and even the smallest and poorest plot of land. Back home in Minnesota, he enrolled into the university's experimental college. He was allowed to design his own curriculum and reading program in horticulture and agriculture. Dan worked for a number of years before he came up with a liquid fertilizer that had the right amounts of minerals that satisfied an increase in plant growth. This was still not the answer to what he was looking to accomplish. He needed to find a way to open the stomata, or the pores of the leaves of the plants. It's a long story, but he came up with specific sounds that would open the stomata, and they are in the background of this music that you're hearing. He found that in the morning and the evening, when the birds sing, the stomata would open and drink in the morning and evening moisture that we call dew. He did more testing and was able to reproduce this high-pitched sonic sound resembling the bird song, which to the human ears are incapable of distinguishing its varied harmonics. Dan then discovered that playing these sounds in the background of classical and similar music, like what you are hearing, to the plants for 15 minutes will open the stomata or the pores. Then to spray a light coating of his mineral formula, play the music for another 15 minutes, and these plants would increase growth to as much as 100%. Sonic bloom consists of a combination of sounds which are the same frequency as the singing of birds, plus a mineral spray of his organic fertilizer. I'll give you some examples of what has happened with what he has done with this fertilizer and sound. And this is talking about different crops. I'll give the crop and what sonic bloom does and what's normal. In alfalfa, normal is a foot and a half high. With sonic bloom and his spray added to alfalfa, it gets 3 to 5 feet in height and it increases production of milk by 30%. Apple orchards is normally 200 bushel per acre. Using Dan's formula, you get 300 to 500 bushels per acre. The crops are ready 2 weeks earlier, and there's no irrigation required. Cantaloupe, fruit produced in 63 days, where it normally takes 90 to 100, and you get 6 to 8 pickings. Cauliflower was kind of interesting for me. Normally you get 10 in a box. Using Dam's formula on cauliflower, you can only get 4 in a box, so they're huge. Corn reached the maturity before the frost with a 500% increase. You get as much as 2, 3, and 4 cobs per stalk. Untreated corn does not meet maturity before frost. Cranberries, for example, normally you get 126 barrels per acre. I'm not sure if that's per acre. And then 209 barrels is what you get when you add this up. So it just goes on and on about what this formula will do to raise food and what he's trying to do for the world. He has done some fantastic things in Asia in raising rice. They've increased their production by 100%. You know, I find it interesting that God did not design and create songbirds just for their beauty and to enjoy their singing. I can verify that Sonic Bloom works, as my wife Elsa has been using it for over 6 years. Her geraniums have flowers twice the size of normal, and her plants, some of them are over 5 years old. Now, Dan Carlson, the inventor of Sonic Bloom, has been working in third world countries to help people learn to feed themselves using his Sonic Bloom. I ask you to go online and read about this fantastic story, and it's at sonicbloom.com. It's available in Vancouver, Washington. It's a wonderful thing. I would like to relate to this method Dan is using with Sonic Bloom to help feed the world with something that would help feed the minds of this world. Let's call it spiritual bloom. Let's look at how we can compare this garden of the food chain to our spiritual garden. Please turn with me to Mark 9:50. Mark 9:50. Jesus said, "Salt is excellent, but if it loses its saltiness, how will you season it? So have salt in yourselves." That is, be at peace with each other. Question: are we really at peace with each other? I mean, not just with our spiritual brothers and sisters, but our neighbors and any person we may have contact with each day. I'd like to give an example. I work in the biggest building in the world. It's in volume and is 93 acres under one roof. And at any one time, there's probably 300 of us in that building riding a bicycle. And it's interesting how many people you ride by and you can acknowledge by a head or a nod or something that you acknowledge that person. And I've been practicing on doing that. And it's amazing that when you do, how many people will take that acknowledgement and give it back to you. And so it's something that we can learn to work with. The first night of the Feast of Tabernacles at Bend, Mr. Walker spoke about the gospel being spoken and preached all the time by all of us. I quote, "Every one of us is important in preaching the gospel. We can be the example to all people we make contact with. Our example is so important." He said, "Credibility is the example to give. Our actions are how we will be perceived. We need to walk the talk." Question: how do we accomplish this job? You see, Dan Carlson invented a product called Sonic Bloom that, through a special fertilizer and this background sound, he is able to grow awesome plants and vegetables to help feed this world. Let's go to Galatians 5:22 and see what Paul has to say about our spiritual garden, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Nothing in the law stands against these things. Wow! What a truckload of spiritual bloom to preach God's word with. You see, God gave us the power at baptism by giving us His Holy Spirit. And through Paul, He gave us the words that represent the fruit of the Spirit. This is all we need to preach by example in our day-to-day actions. We are without excuse to do God's word and preach by example and actions. We can put these words to our hearts in prayer each day. Let's ask God every morning to allow us on this day to be able to reach out and touch someone in need. A smile, a kind word, a patient listening ear, an act of goodness or kindness in some way. And to give each one of us the body language of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. And another one is a smile. I have this problem of being able to smile. There's somebody here I want to talk about. Barry Cortice is probably the smilingest person that I have ever seen. And if we could all just learn from him and to use his example of smiling, we would make a difference. Every person that you make contact with, it will make a difference. These words that make up the fruit of the Spirit are very closely related. If we have an abundance of one, then we probably can relate to the others. And we can ask God to show us the words that we are weak in and for His help in becoming strong in all of them, that His light might shine through us as the example and actions we give to those people we make contact with. Let's realize God expects no less from us. God will allow us to be that example, to reach out and to touch someone's heart that has a need. Let's do it. Let's all do it. In closing, we might visualize how Dan Carlson's eagerness to feed the world of hunger with his creation of Sonic Bloom, which is what you are hearing in the background right now. He has not yet fulfilled his goal for the hungry of this world, but he has certainly made a big difference. We, God's chosen people, have been given a mission as well. God sent His Son to this earth to die that we might live spiritually. Prior to His death, Christ told us to go out and preach the gospel to the world. God gave us the power and the means, and with the words in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control to accomplish this task. We can, we must, through the fruit of the Spirit, be an example by our actions to every person that we make contact with every day. Let's do it. Let's all go out and do it.